legs? How you feeling? How's the football shape?
I'm feeling pretty good. Still easing me in, but every day on the field, I feel like I can do more, and that's what you want. You want to end the practice feeling like you could have did more. I'm at a good place. I could get better. You know, always could get better. Always could get in better shape. You know, more strength. But where I'm at right now, I feel pretty good. I feel great.
Vaughn, do you feel good about where you guys are as a defense 5 days in?
I mean, it's only been what 5 days? Yeah. We've installed probably 6 plays. You know. So I feel good about, the 6th place.
How about the energy, though, and the focus?
Oh, the energy is great. The energy has never been, issue here at Dove Valley. You know, we got great guys in the locker room, great leadership. The energy is always good. You make some mistakes at the beginning of training camp. You know, we're still trying to get those ironed out. But as a whole, I feel great where we're at.
I might have had a chance to ask you, but what do you think about facing Cam Newton right off the bat in September 8th, the Open?
I mean, that's what everybody want to see, right? Everybody want to see the rematch of the Super Bowl. Two great teams. I think that's what everybody want to see. So it's a great game. It's gonna be a great matchup.
Talk about how you during the few drills that you were doing and you dominated them and stuff like that, and then you've come back. Everybody talking about getting in the playing shape, but you already look like you're really there.
That's what I look like. No, I mean I'm just taking it one day at a time. I'm just trying to. To be the best Von Miller I can be and more. I got a different mindset, this year around in training camp than what I had last year. It just feels different. I'm here with all my guys, got the same core guys that we did last year. It means a lot more to go out there and play. Now it's always meant a lot for me to go out there and play for my teammates, but now it means a lot more. Want to be that leader for everybody, want to go outside and want to go out here and just work, just grind every single day. For one, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here. I don't have to worry about that. And it's just all football. That's what you want. That's when you can be at your best. When it's all football. When you're just thinking about your teammates and the play that you gotta, play in your assignment. Nothing else really matters. And that's where it is for me right now. It's just football. Trying to be the best leader I could possibly be for my teammates. Trying to be the best player I can be for this organization.
That sort of implies you were worried about other things before. Is that true?
I mean, I wouldn't say I was wary, but it was uncharted waters, So you're always a little hesitant at times with all this stuff going on. But I had to worry about that stuff. That stuff is over and done with. We're working trying to be the best Denver Broncos team we could be.
Wade just said a few minutes ago that your attitude was great and he thinks you're right where you need to be. Does that make you feel good? Wade, would you feel that way 5 days in the camp?
Coach, it always feels good, to get great comments. If it was the other way around and, everybody saying, man, Vaughn, I don't know what he's been doing over the offseason, man. it's always good to hear, the positive side of things. So, this is a great comment. I'm just trying to be the best Vaughn I could be.
Vaughn, can you give us a sense from a defensive perspective what you're seeing from your offensive line, a lot of conversation about that group? What do you see from this group?
I feel like they're solid across the board. Russell Okung, we've had our battles since college. I already know what type of, football player he could be. You got Tyson Brillo, Donald Stevenson. We've had, all type of battles going and playing Kansas City for the last couple of years. So, Matt Prattis is probably the anchor of the offensive line. So I feel pretty comfortable with our offensive line. I feel great, we both sides need working. I need to get more pass rushes in. I need to, get more starts and jumps. And, that's what training camp is for, and we get all that stuff ironed out.
When you came out, talking about positive things like Wade talked, when you came out that first day, the crowds chanting MVP, they're on your side. No hard feelings about what might have gone on the offseason. They love on, huh?
Oh, yeah. I never really, worried about that stuff really dragging over. All this stuff is over and done with. I'm in a great place. I get to come right here with my teammates, with my boys that I've been with for 6 years now. I've been with DT for 6 years now, Chris, going on 6 years. So it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling that I can't really, put into words. You got the fans loving you. You just gotta make sure you keep it that way.
What have you seen from Todd Davis so far?
Todd, that's actually my cousin. So. That's my real cousin. So, I see a lot out of Todd. I feel like, he'll come out there and he's going to have one of his best years this year. You could just see he's been working for the last couple of years. He's been working. And he's been working on special teams, and now he's going to be our leader on defense, and I feel 100% comfortable with that.
What's the relationship there? Like cousins, but how?
Oh, our great – so our great-grandfathers were brothers. Okay. Yeah. So, well, something like that, yeah.
It's no secret that you love Snapchat. So, I mean, what do you love about it? Is it kind of giving the fans an inside look, or is it a competition between you and Sanders? Because he has a great one, too.
What? Competition on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Nah, you know, I don't really look at it like that. I just look at it as, you know, it's just another media platform for me to get, for me to connect with my fans. You know, Instagram is like instant. You post a picture, you get comments. Twitter, you know, you can post pictures on there too, but you just post, you know, what you're feeling on your mind right now. Snapchat is a great way to bring the video, you know, aspect into it for guys to be able to see what I'm doing on a daily basis. And it's only 24 hours, so it's fresh and new every time you look at it. When you go to Instagram, it's the same pictures, you know. But on Snapchat, it's something different all the time. That's what I like about it.
Do you like to have that kind of connection to your fans then with them?
I like to be able to connect with my fans. You know, I like to feel like just, you know, a regular guy. You know, that's who I am. I'm just a regular guy, and I just try to, you know, maintain that through my social media. I try 100% to maintain it.
Bond, does Shane Ray look different to you, better, improved?
Yeah, I mean, just look at him, you know. He's definitely been working this offseason, I can tell you that. You know, he's a whole lot sharper mentally on the football field. Not that he didn't know his plays or anything like that. He's just understanding, you know, understanding what it takes to play in the National Football League, what this play is going to do for us. It's just understanding more, and it's the leap that you want to see out of, you know, second year players. You want to see that huge leap, and Shane has done that. He's went above and beyond what he's supposed to do.
How important is it for you to have DeMarcus Ware back on the field in every way?
DeMarcus, for the leader to have him, it's just important. You know, he's going to give us our best chance to win when he's 100%. You know, he's going to give us our best chance to win is DeMarcus Ware. You know, him at 100% ready to go is, you know, it's not too many things that he can't do on the football field. And you want to get all your guys on the football field, but if it's, you know, if it's not ready, Shaq and Shane, you know, those guys could be starters, you know, on any team in the National Football League. Shaq has been flawless in the secondary, been flawless in the pass rush, been flawless in the run game. And Coach Pug, he kind of mistakes it sometimes. Is that Vaughn out there? Is that Vaughn? You know, it's the 48 and the 58. But Shaq has taken a huge step. He's definitely going to be a force for it.
Vaughn, defensively, you guys set the bar so high last year. What do you do for an encore?
come back to work with the same energy. Try to be the best, you know, defense that we could possibly be. You know, we don't really have goals or standards. We come in there trying to make no mental errors and just go out there and play hard, maximum effort.
You were talking about DeMarcus Ware. Is that a guy you – kind of went to during the contract negotiations, or is he more of a mentor leader with you on the field?
You know, DeMarcus being the type of leader that he is, he laid it out really exactly how it was going to play out. You know, he laid it out, told me this is going to happen, you know, this, you know, be patient, you know, don't get, you know, too worked up, just, you know, relax. And, you know, everything that he said, it worked for me like always. He's, you know, honestly, if he's done playing football, he doesn't want to play football, he should be an advisor for somebody, you know. A big-time advisor, because he gives great advice. And you can tell by his life that he's definitely, you know, taking some of his own advice. And you can tell with some of the success that I've had, too, I've taken some of his advice. So he's been great for us.
Vaughn, you got anything planned for the day off tomorrow?
Yeah, working, you know. It's not something I learned, you know, really over this offseason. It's really not a day off. You know, I'm going to get in and I'm going to, you know, get my body back right, you know, get some soft tissue stuff. It's really not a day off. You know, I just try to keep it going, keep it pushing.
Vaughn, you look leaner. Are you leaner?
I mean, it's the Ferrari, right? You know? It's the 2016 model, you know? It's the same stuff.
Peyton Manning tucked the T-shirt in
the shoes. Oh, yeah, might be. But, you know, it's just the 2016, you know, sport version, sport model. It still does the exact same stuff that, you know, before with, a little – it's got some better features, you know. It's got some better features, you know. 0 to 60, probably a little bit faster, but you know, same Ferrari that you got from last year.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn.
Appreciate it, guys.